Yo, 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 you just tuned in to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Stay tuned, don't touch that dial.
Hi everyone, my name is Janet and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Alonjo, Yankee, yo, it's Ash to the floor of TAG Gang and I'm hanging out with Pablo Castro, PR, on the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Keep it locked.
Hello everyone, this is Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro, PR. I want you to support my podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock rewards I'm offering. You get a shout out on my show, you get merchandise from me, and more. Hit the link on my bio on Instagram, search at Pablo Castrogram, or search at the Madhouse ENT _, or search the Madhouse Entertainment on Google. Go ahead, support us. We love you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
If roses are red and violets are blue, if you were a twin, I'd still pick you. You could have been us in a cute true. Could have been us with the stars on the roof. Don't get it confused, I'ma show you the views on the yacht or cruise. Cause it's you that I choose.
Though I've been thinking about you always, give me a reason that I write. Can't compare to you and I. Even if those are suicide, give me a reason not to try. Even if those are suicide, give me a reason not to try.
You and I know I deserve some love. On the road like 40 days in now. Steady trapping while they chasing now. Told you I'ma make it up to you. I know if you do. So you shun they ask me what it do. You make me sad, I know feel like you. I thought you was down to roll with a trapper man. Girl, I'm away from home. Yeah, 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 man, a trapper man. Live my life all alone. Steady blowing trees, me a ganja man. I've been blowing trees like a rasta man.
What's up, my amazing listeners across the world? Thank you for streaming once again. This is another episode of Chats with Pablo Castro, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast, and this is your favorite host on this podcast. This is a music commentary podcast, and on this new podcast episode, I'll be talking to J1, and we'll be talking about the topic, is sex on a first meeting bad? Join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Chats with Pablo Castro. Follow the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast on Instagram at the Madhouse ENT _. Follow us on Twitter at TMAE Podcast. Follow me, Pablo Castro PR, on Twitter, and follow me on Instagram at Pablo Castrogram. This episode is about to be lit because we're talking about adult stuff right here, man. It's all adult and it's explicit as fuck. So guys, stay tuned, stick with me to the end. Enjoy the good music I'm sharing for you guys, and make sure you continue to stream. After this episode, stream the next one. If you haven't streamed previous ones, go ahead and stream it. It's all out there for you on all podcast players, man. I love you guys, man. Stay tuned. I love you.
Zenith of Jaya, Prince of Seren, slow down my sari. With the bono felele, director of settlement, the governor of merriment. Who ya telling me lossy party? I'll show you the evidence. Hustle tired, streets on fire, city nights will make you my own. Hustle tired. Streets on fire, city nights will make you my own.
Green, white, green flag flown, yeah, the vulture. Mommy left her home, took a flight, be the poster. Child, take note in the wild, it's that kingdom come. Black skin, white world, that's my future.
Hello, guys. If you want to advertise your products or promote your music on this podcast, call me on +234 80 721 28133. I'll call it again for you, +234 80 721 28133. Or check our show notes to get our email and contact us. Thank you very much. We'll promote for you and send it out there to the audience you need.
Hustle tired, streets on fire. City nights will make you mine. Hustle tired, streets on fire. City nights will make
you. Yeah, guys, what's up? You're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast, and this is another episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. And I'm on the call right now with J1. J1, what's up, my guy?
Fine, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How's your week starting?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
It's quite good.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you. And shout out to you coming out on this one today, man, and making our time to sit and talk with me over this call right now.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Thank you, man. So call out your social media handles for them to follow you right now, and then, you know, tell them what you do.
Okay. Hi, guys. Everyone. I'm J1. I'm also a broadcaster. I run a broadcast, and the name of my broadcast is TJ Broadcast Talk with J. You can follow me on social media, on Facebook at TJ Broadcast, and you can follow me on Instagram at Talk with J, or use the hashtag TJ Broadcast.
Awesome.
I'm a fashion model. I'm a photographer. I'm kind of, I do a lot of things generally. There's no specific thing, but I do a lot of things.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Thank you very much, man. Guys, we're talking to J1. Awesome. So, guys, on this new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro, our topic for this episode is sex on a first meeting bad? But before we go to that topic, bro, I have a quick question for you. This question I do every time on my show. It's out of the topic itself. Are you ready for me?
Yeah.
All right. If you were the president of Nigeria for a year, what would you do within that year?
A lot of things.
Like
changing the way people see things, trying to like make the country a better place. Though I know it's like a short period of time.
Okay.
Trying to solve some problems. I might not be able to do everything,
mm-hmm.
but I'll be able to meet some certain need of the community of the state.
Like the top three needs now is what I want to hear. If they ask me that kind of question right now, if I tell you what I want to see already, I'll not lie. Light, petrol, money. So which one would you be? What would you do?
Now, I think the fuel is the issue. So I'll put fuel as my third. But I think employment, because
there's no work out there.
Employment thing is if there's employment, a lot of people won't be doing what they're actually doing.
Okay.
The other way around of it.
Okay.
So I like create employment for people.
Okay.
Create opportunities where they can learn like for free.
Okay.
Learn skills for free.
Awesome.
And also sort out the fuel issue and the light issue, because that's very important.
Bro, I am going through a lot as per the light issue. That is why it is topping my list.
I'm about going back to school, and the one thing that I've been thinking since last week is light.
Exactly.
Light. So I think that light issue is a big problem.
I swear. And anyway, you guys are listening from right now, we're doing this from Nigeria, and the light situation in Nigeria is crazy, guys. I swear. You guys listening out there in the world, you know, abroad, you're flexing, you know, because in Nigeria, we're going through shit, like light issue. Even getting the petrol to even like have a constant electricity is a problem. So, guys, that's not what we're here to talk about today, guys. But make sure you follow the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag Chat with Pablo Castro. Follow this podcast at the Madhouse ENT _. Follow me, Pablo Castro, on Instagram at Pablo Castrogram. And I'm also on Twitter at _ Pablo Castro PR. So, guys, today, this topic for today is, you know, it's deep and it's explicit. And I have my guy J1 here to talk about it with me. So, guys, is sex on the first meeting bad? J1. Take the floor.
Sorry, it's not bad.
Okay.
Talk about it several times. There's always I'm going to say my own part, but there's always a good and bad part of it.
In this life,
definitely is not. Yeah, that's just life. It's not bad. There has to be a connection between both of you. I can't go with the date with somebody and I feel like I'm trying to like bring out this conversation and this person is making it look dull. You can't expect me to have. There's no thing that will lead us to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be this connection you are that first person you're having something to do together with, if there's no connection, forget it. Mm-hmm. And you have to have this this mindset that you're going out for it. This other side, this, let me talk about why I said it's not bad.
Okay.
Why I said it's not bad is because somebody said something. I was in some years when I was young, I was desperate for love, and
okay.
The person said, if you have sex with somebody on your first date, that you find true love, you might not love the person, but maybe when you guys have sex, you love that person. I find that at that point, I find that really funny, but I came to realize it, that sometimes it's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
When you have sex with some girls, that's when they open up.
Yeah.
But in this society where we are now, it's not always about people hardly go for dates. People hardly is.
It's hard.
In this society where we are now,
yeah,
is mostly films or all these American movies where you see them go for teenagers or these youths go for a date.
Yeah.
But basically here in Nigeria, it's another way around. There's no date.
Exactly.
Either you are doing me a favor or I'm doing you a favor. if I'm having sex with you, it's either I'm doing you a favor, so I have to get paid for it. Or maybe if I'm having sex with you, there's no connection in it, but it's actually not bad.
Yeah,
having sex, you don't know, you might become, you guys can get married
from there.
Yeah, it's actually not bad, but there's something I don't know, it came through my thoughts when you talked about sex on the first dates, actually not bad, and I came to realize that okay. Sometimes it's not about playing safe. When they mean playing safe, it's not just about you using condom or something like that.
No. Yeah.
It's about who you mix your soul with during that moment. You're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful who you mix your soul with. You don't know who is who. So you have to be like very, very careful. And I think another thing that people make it look bad, and which is not bad, is after we went out, we talk, hang out, eat, do whatever I want to do. Then we now get dirty after having sex and stuff like that. You now start ghosting me,
uh-huh.
Stop replying my message, replying my text, stop replying. So I feel at that moment we've put in our nakedness. So there's nothing to hide.
Yes,
there's nothing to, definitely nothing to hide. So you just have to like come out clean and come out and stop beating around the bush. Let me get to know you. But I think you have to have this mindset when you're going out on first date. You know you want to, it was the date all about.
Okay,
are you just going there to actually have fun or just get to know the person, or you have something planned in mind? Okay,
maybe it's finesse. It might be finesse.
sometimes you might have a plan and the plan goes wrong and you have another backup plan and that leads to sex and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be this connection between both of you, because you can't tell me you're talking and she's talking, what you guys are both talking is, it's not going together.
Mm.
And you expect you guys will have sex. I'm sorry, that's as if you're doing me a favor.
All right.
It's actually wrong. Number one thing, you have to like actually have this connection with that person before you can have sex with that person. But it is not bad.
This is not bad. All right.
So people might think as bad. But in this generation we are, it's not, sex is random. It's a common thing.
Yeah.
It's expensive. As it used to be when I was in secondary school, it's now a common thing. That was 16, 15. It's true. So it's not like, it's not a common thing. It's now random that everybody wants to
chop.
But I think it's basically for older people, they don't actually reason it like that. That is where I come to the conclusion of, you go for a date. That's why I say some people make it look like you're doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a date and they turn it all the way around to hook up. There's this mindset you have to have before going out for that date with that person. Yes, you guys will eventually have sex. But that person, because you don't expect when you have sex with the person, the girl will now say, okay, guy, give me my money, you have to pay me something before I leave. Definitely you've turned it to hook up and you make it look like, okay, me having sex with you is a fever, or you having sex with me is a
fever.
We both enjoy it. Why would I pay you for something we both enjoy it when it's not just me, it's both of us?
No, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, there's no game when you're actually having like going out on first date. Okay, after we've gone on first date, play dirty, then you now start beating around the bush and now start making it look as if there's actually something. Just like what I said, like you're doing me a favor, and you'll be like, okay, since I know this person, I've seen his nakedness, I start being rude or something like that. These are some of the bad things of having sex on first date. It's actually cool though.
Mm.
It's actually cool. You might be shy at first, but when you get 30, I'm not trying it, but I'm just saying though. When you get 30, only God knows. But always keep in mind that use protection so you don't turn to another thing.
No ma.
Always careful who you mix your soul with.
Thank
during
you.
That moment. Because it's actually really, really, really important.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. So you said it lovely. I said so. Thank you, man. For sure. So guys, let me add to what you have said. I'm not lying. For me, sex on the first meeting is actually not bad. I've done it several times. Like, no the first time. You get like it is soap, normal. Yeah. Cause it's all about vibes and connection. And
yeah,
even at chopping ourselves work, like normal, I say, okay, this boy, I find boy, this girl, I find girl, this boy gets sense, this girl says gets sense, this girl will let me knock. Then you say good thing like that. Then the next thing is, yeah, so, and as you said, you just have to stay protected, because normally, if you plan to like want to give in to meeting on the first time and having sex, you need to stay protected, because you don't know where that person also have been to or have been, you know, doing things with. Yeah, so but it's actually not bad on the first date, but staying protected while doing it is what is very important. So guys, if you are enjoying this conversation, please leave your comments down below or use the hashtag chat with Pablo Castro to tell us what you think if sex on the first meeting is bad. So guys, we're about to go on a quick music break, and when we get back, the other part, I have some fun questions for my guy J1, and he's still in the building. I want you guys to please stay tuned and enjoy yourself. I have the music for you. So bro, do you have something you want to tell them before we go on that music break?
Not really. Have fun, because you never can tell. Don't be shy as a guy. As a girl, you girl might be shy, but don't be shy. Shoot your shot.
Shoot it.
That can ever happen.
Shoot it.
And if the no happen, there's always another. If one, my friend used to say, if one door closed, there's always another door that open times two. So,
all right, thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. So, guys, we'll be right back. I'll be past you and you, man. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Skippy Mayana.
They try to feed the boy. They wanna see the boy. London city, every city got to feed the boy. I know them sexy ladies wanna eat the boy. Smartest boy. Oh, clever boy. Blessings forever.
This podcast episode have been trimmed. To listen to the full show, become a patron or buy us a coffee to unlock exclusive podcast episodes. Go on to www.patreon.com/PabloCastroPR or go to www.buymeacoffee.com/PabloCastroPR to unlock this full show. Thank you. God bless you. I love you.